While the GIMP was here speaking with me, Quentin Tarantino was at the Cannes Festival, celebrating the 20th anniversary of Pulp Fiction's triumph there. Tonight, he's hosting a screening of A Fistful of Dollars, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the birth of the spaghetti western. It's impossible to imagine Sergio Leone's vision of the American West without the iconic music of Ennio Morricone. Morricone's music is inseparable from the emotional texture of an astonishingly diverse number of films. The Battle of Algiers, The Mission, The Thing, Cinema Paradiso, and so many others. He's a fixture of the cultural landscape now, but as a young composer, he was a radical. Long before the spaghetti westerns, he was working modern American sounds into his experimental ensemble called Il Gruppo Dissonanza, or Il Gruppo for short. Their approach was inspired, in a funny way, by the experimental work of American composer John Cage. I spoke with Ennio Morricone with the help of translator Roberta Rinaldi.
It started after a journey to Darmstadt because I had gone with some friends there, and we attended a class by John Cage and also a concert at the time. And what he did was really a bit odd, because you could tell he did not know the basics of music in a certain sense. And so just as a joke, I called these friends of mine, and we went to the outside Darmstadt, and I started telling them to do kind of a sound like groans or very strange sounds, and I started conducting them. And I also did sounds myself, so I kind of did some strange voice and noise. And I was somehow teasing what John Cage had done, because at that time we did not understand what he was trying to do and what he did.
So it began as a joke?
Yes, it actually started as a joke, but then the idea we all had about using the instruments was not to play the instruments as they should have been played, but to play them also raping them in somehow. Making strange sounds and strange noises, and that's how we created the Gruppo Nuova Consonanza.
L'inizio del gruppo di improvvisazione Nuova Consonanza.
What's amazing about that music, listening to it now, it sounds so modern still. And I'm wondering if, for instance, the track The Feedback, it's been sampled by a lot of musicians. And I'm wondering if he's aware of the influence and how it's been sampled.
Sì, certamente sì. Però bisogna specificare una cosa.
I am aware of this, of course, and the important thing that you have to point out and understand about this is that, you know, people who composed music, they composed music freely with a certain freedom, and then people actually played and performed the music. They used to perform it with the same freedom, so it was music out of control.
Eseguite con la libertà. Allora noi ci siamo detti.
One of the things that is so wonderful about your music is the way you incorporate a lot of non-traditional sounds. Dissonance, of course, but also, you know, electronic sound, you know, environmental sounds, that sort of thing. How did you get inspired to have such a broad palette?
Qualcosa è rimasto del gruppo, dell'esperienza del gruppo.
Well, of course, something of the experience of the group remained. Plus, I had an experience, very interesting one, with two French engineers who actually had recorded music, or let's call it music, with environment sounds, for example, the firefighter sirens, the horse riding, traffic jams, etc., this kind of music, this kind of sounds, and they just did a recording only with these things. So that led me to believe that, you know, by putting environment music or, for example, animal sounds into music, you could get something more out of it.
Uno degli esempi evidenti, ce ne sono moltissimi.
Just to give you an example, the animal sound in The Good, the Bad and the Ugly by Leone, I used a coyote howl.
Il tema del film, il tema.
That exact sound, that is the theme of the film. So as you can see, you can use this kind of music, and I personally used it like an improvement for myself and for my own music and composition.
Sempre utile, qualsiasi, anche la più avanguardista.
There are so many films that I would want to talk about. I wonder if we could just talk about the mission. And what's remarkable to me about that is that the use of the native instruments and sounds, the South American sounds that, frankly, in less talented hands could sound like a gimmick, but you integrate it so beautifully. I'm wondering how you approached that original music.
The music is actually conditioned by the period in which the film was set, which is 1750. So, of course, the Jesuits went to South America to teach Christianity to these people. They also brought with them their musical tradition, in that particular case, instrumental music, for example, Gabriel with his oboe. Another aspect I had to take into account was choral music, for example. And the third element is, as you were saying, native music. So in the film, at the beginning of the film, for example, aspect one and two had to be combined together. Then aspect one and three had to be combined together. Then two and three had to be combined together. And then at the end of the film, I had to combine all three elements of this music together. And that was not really easy.
Un esercizio combinatorio non facile.
Ennio Morricone is 85 years old and still composing. He spoke to us from his house in Rome. Ennio Morricone, thank you so much.
Grazie a lei, delle domande interessanti.